Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are tuned to Time to Talk About It with Apostle Gloria Porter. No, I am Sister Diane, and Apostle Porter will join us a little bit later. But we would just like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. And I will just go ahead and I will just start prayer. Maybe y'all can pray with me too, touch and agree. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. You ought to give God all the glory that is due unto his holy name today, Lord. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, O God. Father, just to even breathe that fresh air, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord. Father, taking nothing and no one for granted, O God. Knowing, O God, that without you, Lord, Father, we are nothing. And we thank you for being so mindful of us. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness. And those that we are praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord Father. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, O God. You know what they're in need of, Lord. And, Father, we're thanking you right now for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for those prayers that you have already answered, Lord. Father, the prayer that you're answering as we pray right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, the prayers that you're about to answer. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord, Elder Bolden Mom, right now, Lord Father, that is diagnosed with COVID-19, Lord Father, as well as Fran, Lakeisha in-laws, Lord, and Tracy Townsend, Lord Father. We ask you right now, O God, to touch their bodies right now, Father, for you said by your stripes, we are he, Lord Father. And, Father, we are thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for the healing virtue just flowing through and through them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we're touching and agreeing, Lord, Father God, with them and their loved ones that are asking for prayer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Touch their immune system right now, Lord, Father. Touch their lungs right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, that they may continue to breathe right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Strengthen their families, Lord Father, as they continue to pray for them as well right now, Lord Father. And Father, we're looking for that praise report right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, touch Maxwell Bryan right now, Lord Father. Touch his kidneys and touch his liver right now, Lord Father. Oh, Father, have mercy right now, Lord Father. As we say, body line up with the word right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, continue to strengthen him, Lord Father. Regulate his blood sugar. Regulate his blood pressure right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, that he may continue to be there for his children right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch his mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father. Strengthen your people right now, Lord, Father. Touch their hearts and touch their minds right now, Lord, Father. Father, as they begin to wage war upon the enemy right now, Lord, Father, tearing the devil kingdom down, Lord, Father. Father, as we praying and interceding right now in the name of Jesus, touching and agreeing right now, Lord, Father. Father God, I hold before you each and every prayer cell, each and every prayer warrior right now, Lord, Father, that is praying and interceding right now, Lord, Father, for this nation, Lord, Father, this virus, Lord, Father. Father God, the rioting right now, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, have mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Father, knowing that there is nothing new under the sun, Lord, Father, let your people rise up, open their eyes, and see the hidden agenda right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, let us seek your face, Lord, Father. Father, you say if your people would only seek your face, Lord, Father. So, Father, we're seeking your face right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, as we ask each and every listener, Lord, Father, whether near or far, Lord, Father, listening now or later, Lord, Father, seek your face right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, for the nation, Lord, Father God, for their city, their state, Father God, their neighborhood, their families right now, Lord, Father. It's time right now, Lord, Father God, for us to rise up right now, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that we have more fighting for us, oh God, than against us right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, touch right now, Lord, Father, all over the world right now, Lord, Father. There is no nation, Lord, Father God, that is untouched, Lord, Father. There is no race, Lord, Father God, that is untouched right now, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, we pray right now, Lord, Father, that you continue, Lord, Father God, to be with us, Lord, Father God. Continue, Lord, Father God, to hear us as we pray unto you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, trusting and believing, Lord, Father God, what we're praying for, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, we pray right now, even for the elderly right now, Lord, Father. Those, oh God, that have underlying conditions, Lord, Father God, touch them and strengthen them right now, Lord, Father. Keep your people in the ark of safety right now, Lord, Father, as we place the blood over the doorposts right now, Lord, Father, of their homes right now, our homes, oh God, over our hearts right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thank you for change of mindset right now, Lord, Father. We thank you for love and compassion, Lord, Father God, amongst your people, Lord, Father. Father God, give us, Lord, Father God, the strength to continue to carry on, oh God. We ask in you right now, Lord, Father God, for the strength right now, Lord, Father. Father God, let us have compassion upon others right now, Lord, Father. Father God, and show forth love, oh God, for you is love, Lord, Father. And Father, we thanking you and glorifying you right now, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, we bless your holy name, Lord, Father, knowing that there is no other God but you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We say hallelujah. We bless and magnify your name, oh God. Oh, Father God, touch right now, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, we speak healing to the nation right now, Lord, Father. Healing of the mindset of your people right now, Lord, Father. The nation, oh God, that have forgotten you, take you out of everything, including their hearts and mouths right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we cry mercy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Touch right now, Lord, Father. Father God, touch your men and women of God, Lord, Father God, that are staying the course, preaching the gospel, oh God. Father God, standing flat-footed upon your word, Lord, Father, teaching their people, Lord, Father God, warning their people, Lord God, as you give them the word, Lord, Father. We thanking you and glorifying you right now for keeping them up right now, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for keeping, Lord, Father God, that shield of protection round about them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we say thank you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, oh God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us right now. Father God, in these trying times right now, Lord, Father, help us, oh God, not to faint not, Lord, Father God. But, Father God, continue to look towards the hills where cometh our help, oh God. And we say thank you. We glorify you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God, even for keeping our loved ones, Lord, Father God, safe, oh God, as they go out. Oh, Father, I hold before you, Lord, Father God, our City of Victory members and those affiliated, Lord, Father God, with us, Lord, Father God. Touch them, Lord, Father God, as they go out, Lord, Father God, to their jobs. Those, Lord, Father God, that are first responders, oh God, and standing there on the front line, still out there, Lord, Father God, helping, Lord, Father. We ask you, oh God, to put your shield of protection round about them. Keep them safe, Lord, Father God, and they're going in and they're coming out right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, from looters or anything, Lord, Father God, any enemy, Lord, Father God, that will try, Lord, Father God, to come against them right now, Lord, Father. We hold them before you this day, Lord, Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father. Father God, touch Deacon Michael right now, Lord, Father God. Touch his mind, touch his body right now, and we say line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we continue to speak healing to his body right now, Lord, Father, that he too, Lord, Father God, may profess and claim his healing right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that there is nothing too hard for you right now, oh God, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I hold this broadcast before you, Lord, Father, as it goes throughout the nations, Lord, Father, touching people, Lord, Father, by whatever means necessary, oh God. Father God, touch them right now, Lord, Father. You know what they're in need of, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for being that burden bearer, that way maker, that healer, that friend right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for even making ways out of no ways for us, oh God. Oh, Father, continue to touch right now, Lord, Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast and canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, and we say no weapon that is formed against anyone right now that is listening to this broadcast shall prosper right now, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord, Father God, as you increase in them as the word come forth, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for just showing up and showing out on this broadcast, Lord, Father. Touch the listeners, oh God, and we say thank you, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance right now, oh God, just being in the midst right now, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, Holy Spirit, we just say have your way right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for Sister Diane and that prayer, because truly, amen, it's praying time. If we ever needed to call on the name of the Lord, it's time now. Praise God. Amen. We are living in challenging time. Amen. We need to call the Lord and mighty and real heavy as never before. One thing that I know, he is a praying God. Praise the Lord. Jesus said that man should always pray and not faint. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that faint means don't stop. Don't quit. Praise God. Amen. Don't give up. Amen. Because a quitter would never win. And a winner, amen, would never quit. And we are winners today. Am I right?
Amen.
Man, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We are more than a conqueror. Amen. The Bible plainly, amen, tell us that. Praise God. And I'm glad about it. You believe the word of God today? Amen. And I don't think you would be tuning in and listening if you didn't. Praise God. Amen. You, amen, that you and you and you and myself, and that's on the Lord's side. Amen. We got to remember and believe the word of God that we have more fighting for us than against us. Praise God. Amen. We serve a mighty God. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. And he's everywhere all at the same time. Praise the Lord. He's always there. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad about it today. Praise God. Amen. We honor the Lord. Amen. I'm going to give you a little word. Amen. For the day. Amen. Apostle will be with you, amen, in the moment. Praise God. Just a little thought for the day, amen, to go with you. Praise God on this, to remain of this day, a day that the Lord has made. We will continue just to rejoice, amen, and be glad in it. Amen. There's always something that we can, amen, praise God for. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you'll find these words. They say like this. When Christ commanded us to be light of the world, he had in mind brilliant beacons, not spiritual lightning bulbs. I'm going to read that again. When Christ commanded us to be light of the world, he had in mind brilliant beacons, not spiritual lightning bulbs. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. How many know, amen, that we are the light of the world? Praise God. Amen. He says, so let your light so shine. Amen. Praise God. There's no time now to hide it up under a bush. Praise God. There's no time now to be, amen, going into the closet. Amen. But we got to go out, amen, and command them, amen, command to come into the house of the Lord. Amen. And if we praise God, this is our command. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God. Amen. For you, you, and you. Amen. I thank God for just how, amen, God is doing great, great things. Amen. He yet. And you know what? There's nothing hid from our Lord and Savior. Ain't you glad about that? Amen. All sin and hidden things is coming to light. Man, he's able to turn a negative into a positive. He's turning bad situation and can make some good out of it. Amen. Do you believe, amen, some good going to come out of this situation? Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And it's not only in our nation, amen, but this have touched throughout the land. And when I'm talking about the land, I'm talking around the world. Praise God. Amen. I'm talking about around the world. Amen. It have touch. Praise God. Man, nations, countries, all around. Amen. And don't you know God is in it? Praise God. And ain't you glad about it that he said he searches the heart? He knows what's in the mind, praise God, of each and every man, woman, boy, and girl, spirit. Praise God. Amen. And it's time now, amen, to draw closer. Amen, to our Lord and Savior. Praise God. He paid the way. He paid it all. All to him we owe. Praise God. Sin left the crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. Amen. And I'm glad about it today that he is God. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, you'll find these words. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Here's the prophet Isaiah, and he's saying to the people of God, to Israel. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee. Aren't you glad that we serve a God that created us, know all about us, praise God. And he said, who's in his hand, no one can pluck him out. Ain't you glad about that today? Praise God. So we serve an everlasting Father. amen, a God that cares about us. He said, cast all our cares upon him because he do what? Cares for us. Am I right?
Amen.
Cares. Now, the situation that is going on now, praise God, man, we got to cast it on the Lord. Amen. Man may not have the answer. Amen. But I serve a God. You serve a God. Amen. You know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who will have all the answers. Praise God. And I'm glad about it. We can take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. And he will work it out. Praise the Lord. And I think it's time, amen, for a national, praise God, time, praise God, a prayer. Amen. Amen. Did not he say in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and do what? Pray. Seek his face. We talked about that last night in Bible study. How do we seek? That seek means serious. Yeah, it's serious time to get down to some serious, amen, prayer, a calling, praise God, on the name of the Lord, praise God. Amen. Am I right?
Amen.
Amen. And seek his face and turn from our what? Wicked ways. Come on now. What is the cause, praise God, behind all this, praise God? It's sin. S-I-N, sin. Now, when we talk about our Lord and Savior, we talk about, amen, God, we got to talk on a spiritual level first. Why? Because God is a spirit, and he looked for such to serve him in spirit and in truth. He's in everything, amen, that we do. Praise God. There's nothing hid from him. Why? Because he is God. If he made the heaven and made the earth and everything in it, praise God, including you and I, don't you know he know what's going on today? He been knowing what's going on from generation to generation. He is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. He is the bright. He is the morning star. He's in us all and he's through us all. He's everywhere now, all at the same time. But here, praise God, in the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, praise God, he was talking, praise God, to the children of Israel, the prophet, praise God, speaking to him. And he said, oh, Jacob, he that formed thee, who formed us? We did not form ourselves. God formed us. Am I right? He formed every man, whatever level, whatever you are, national, creed, that we are in the world today. See? Our churches today, amen, is no such thing as white church, black church, or this church, or that church, because the church have gone universal. God loved everybody. That's why, amen, the scriptures say, for God so loved the world. We are in the world, am I right?
Amen.
So that means that you're not excluded. I'm not excluded. Praise God. That's why he said, whosoever will believe in him should not what? Perish. So now it comes down to a self-taste. It's come down to, do you believe? Amen. In the word of God. Do you believe that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son? Notice he didn't say religion. Notice I'm not trying to put no religion down. People quick to say that you putting religion, no. But this is a personal relationship and a commitment between you and God. Are y'all listening to me?
Amen.
Oh, Jacob, fear not. Wow, people are so fearful. But they are demonstrating their First Amendment right when they go out and protest and do it peacefully. Okay. So if they are not fearful, where is the church? See? We got to be first on the fine line, first out there, amen, exercising, amen, because we are the spiritual leaders of the day. Are y'all with me? For I have redeemed thee. Notice what the prophet said, amen, to the children of Israel. God said he have redeemed them. I call thee by thy name, for thou art mine. Ain't you glad about it that he's telling you that you belongs to him?
Okay, now.
I'm glad about it. I don't know about you, but that's enough to make you, amen, go glory, hallelujah, that somebody love you. Praise God. Jesus Christ love you. Praise God. Whatever situation you may be in, man, he's able to bring you out.
Come on now.
And he said he'll bring you out with a mighty hand. Praise God. Amen. Now, do that mean that you're not going to have no trials or tribulations, no problems? No. See? But he's able to bring you out. Because why, Bishop? We are living in dangerous times. We are living in troubled times. Praise God. There's trouble all around us. You got the coronavirus on one hand. Come on now. Am I right?
Lord.
Huh? We're not exempt from that. But look how they are coming out in groves and yet in numbers. Now, that's why he says fear not. They just some have masks, some don't. But they are yet out there. So that tells me that they don't have no fearful of the coronavirus. Help me somebody. Praise the Lord. And on the other hand, praise God, we have to be taking a stand for, amen, the unjust that is going on in our nation.
Amen.
So I got to say it. Praise God. But ain't you glad, amen, that if somebody higher, amen, than any man in our nation and any leader or any president or any whatever in our land today, and his name is Jesus, the Savior of the world. Now, the Bible, amen, is plain. And we quote it, we can quote it by heart. For God so loved the world. That's St. John 3:16. We teach it to our children. They have it at ball games. So what is we going to be judged by is the word of God. In other words, if God spoke it, he able to perform it. And I'm glad about it, amen, that Jesus, amen, left it on record that he didn't come himself. But he said, I come to do the will of my Father. In other words, when he walked, praise God, on the earth, amen, he could not be where you at and where I'm talking to you all at the same time. But when he went to the cross, he suffered, bled, and died for our sins. He went down into the grave and come up with all power in his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand. I'm glad about it today. Praise God. And he said, thou art mine. Oh, I'm glad about it. Thou art mine, said God. Ain't you glad that that's enough, praise God, that you can look to the hills from whence cometh your help, and all our help come from the Lord which made the heaven and made the earth? Now, I would like for somebody just to call and answer this question. Do you believe that it grieves God's heart or the use to what's going on into our nation today? All of the division and the dividing and all the hatred and stuff going on. And do you believe God is pleased? do I believe that the Bible tells me that his wound come of flesh. When he said, I leave a new commandment with you. This is what he said to his disciples before he departed, that I want ye to love ye one another as I have loved you. Can somebody, amen, call and talk to me about it? It's time to talk about it. And we serve a God, amen, that love will conquer hate. I know I'm right about it. If you have any kind of compassion or love of God in your heart, how can you stand around and see the unjust that is going on in our nation and don't feel nothing? I know some people got ice water in their veins, cold-hearted, praise God. But I do believe that's the spirit of the devil. Our nation is supposed to be one nation under God. We are not one nation under God. We have our children repeat the Pledge of Allegiance day after day. And we're not one nation. Now, spiritually, a nation under God, we're supposed to be saying the same thing, doing the same thing, loving the same way, but we don't. Now, I'm going to repeat myself. When we talk about God, think on the spiritual level first. And a calm-minded person is spiritually discerned, my Bible tells me. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you would never understand what I'm talking about. But, oh, when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he come into your heart, praise God. You don't want to hurt people. You don't want to harm people. You don't want to pull people down. You don't want to mistreat folk. And he left these promises here in Isaiah chapter 43. He left it on record for us. Going to verse 2, he said, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And through the river, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. Look at the promises. Oh, we in all that right now. I mean, we are in all that right now. It's turmoil everywhere. Care where you go, it's trouble everywhere. Every city, every state, throughout our nation, around the world. See? But it's one thing that I know. The God that we serve, he always brings us out to bring us into something better. If he did it with the children of Israel, he is doing the same thing now. Are y'all listening to me? Mm-hmm. When thou passest through the water. Yeah, oftentimes, and I tease Sister Diane and the Apostle, man, they don't like to be around too much water because they can't swim. See? But thank God that Jesus Christ is their life preserver.
Amen. Thank you.
Ain't you glad about that? Praise God. Spiritually, God is the life saver. Mm. Help me somebody. Thank you. Did not he say they should not be overflowing when thou walkest through the fire? See? Oh, not be natural fire. But look all the turmoil that has done broke loose. Setting police cars on fire, setting buildings on fire, doing all this ungodly stuff. When will it end? When somebody open up their eyes and let's turn to God and say, Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
have mercy upon us.
Lord, hear us, God.
Yes.
Lord, I know you're able. You can do it. See? If he was in the fire, praise God, with Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, he's the same God today. We might not be in the natural or physical fire, but it's spiritual warfare. Praise God. Amen. And when will we come to a moment with the call, amen, on the name of the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth, that can do all things? Praise God. Come on, somebody. When we, amen, do a peaceful walk, amen, Martin Luther King, when they bowed down, praise God, they did not depart and break up a peaceful march until they prayed. Oh, I know I'm right about it. They call on the name of the Lord. You put God first and foremost. Put him in every situation, in every condition, praise God, because he got it all in control. And he will do it for us. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Neither the flame kindle upon thee. Praise God. And what he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when it got the enemy turned the fire up real hot. 7 times. You don't need all that much fire to burn a man up. All you got to do is put some gasoline and throw a match. And woof. You gone. That's what the devil wants to do. The enemy wants to kill, he wants to steal, and to destroy. And he's doing all three right now. Help me, somebody. But you know, I thank God for St. John 10:10. And if you have your Bible, you can turn there. Jesus didn't stop there because Jesus is doing the talking. But he said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, he's moving, praise God. He's blessing, amen. He's going to make a way out of no way. Somebody, amen. Be encouraged. Tune in by accident, but by God intervention time for you to listen at this word. Praise God. Amen. Verse 3, say, for I am the Lord, the God, the Holy One, of Israel. See? How many know that God is a holy God? When you pick up your Bible, I notice that the book say holy. Now, you can't be both. You either got to be one or the other. You're either holy or you're unholy. You're either saved or you're not. Ain't no middle ground. In other words, the old folks used to say you can't straddle the fence. And if you're on the Lord's side, praise God, you will take a stand. And you're going to stand for what is right and righteousness. And if you have ill toward feelings and any kind of hatred in you, amen, you can always take it to the Lord, praise God. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. It ain't but one Savior. Religion will not save you. It will not get you from where you at listening to me, from earth to glory. It won't happen. Your name cannot even get in the Lamb Book of Life through religion. There's only one way that you're going to get there. And that's through our Lord and Savior. You may be a good person. You can feed the poor. You can have all the faith in the world. You say if you do prophecy, it will cease. But if you don't have love, when you come into the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, he's automatic give you that love. He'll put it in you. And I say, but I have to pray for it. You need to go back. Because what? Jesus is love. God 3:16, St. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world Now, if God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son to save you from your sins, man, he loved you. Now, you ought to love him and love the people that you are around. Praise the Lord. Verse 4 says, since thou wast precious in my sight. See, you're precious in God's sight. You are somebody. When people think they're above you, God don't look at you like people do. Hmm? You are special. That don't mean you're better, but you're special. He said in his word that we are peculiar treasure. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. Look at this. And I have loved thee. Look at that. Come on, somebody. Oh, you can go ahead. I'll let you put the phone down and go on shout. If you at your computer, go on, cut a step. See what God think about you and I. He love you. He love thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. The Bible say is better to put a millstone round your neck and be cast in the depths of the sea to mess with one of his least ones. He say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. You don't know who God anointed. Always put in your mouth. Be careful. Praise God. Am I right? Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. See? So we had to be so mindful. Praise God. Let's pray. Pray and pray some more. Because he is a praying God. Praise God. We're in trouble in America. But I know a God, and I know you know a God, you that know Jesus Christ, who can bring us out. Not only this situation, but all situations. And he's on the move even as I speak. But my Bible tells me that his eyes go to and fro, up and down, amen, in the earth, seeking faith on the earth. Praise God. For I am with thee. See? See, that's why he's telling you don't fear. You're going to take, he always have a way that is mighty sweet to supply your needs according to his riches and glory. The Lord promised you that. And if he promised it, you don't have to fear. Am I right? He said, I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Look what he's saying now. Watch this now. I will say to the north, give up, to the south, keep not back. Bring my son from afar, my daughters from the end of the earth. Even everyone that called by my name. See? You call it on the right name. The name is powerful. Praise God. For I have created him for my glory. See what he created you for? We are glory carriers. I have formed him, yet I have made him. See? You see that? See, now, if he made us, don't you know he know all about us? And he know what's in us? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Praise the Lord. And verse 6. Now stay with me now. Verse 6 says, for thou art an holy people. There it go again. I'm talking about those that know the Lord, that is in Jesus Christ, not religion. For thou art an holy people to the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee, see, to be a what kind of people? Special people unto himself. above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Look at that. See how when God puts you, he puts you up. Can't nobody bring you down. Ain't you glad about that today? Now, I said it earlier, and I'm going to say it again. Now, that don't make you better. Looking down your nose at people, and you're above and all that, but you are special. Verse 7 says, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you, because you were more than them, than any people, for you were the fewest of all the people. See? See how people are so quick to count you out when you don't have but a few amount of people? He's one of all. And what I thank God for the word of God and for our Lord and Savior, he said, well, there's two or three gathered together in his name. There he'll be in the midst. Help me, somebody. And he's in the midst of us right now. He said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. So all we have to do is trust him. I know that if God spoke it, he's able to perform it. No man can stop the hand of God. Help me, somebody. Cut your little pinky toe off and say you don't need it. I guarantee you all you got to do is just bump it. You'll be happy. It got just as much power as that big toe. Help me, somebody. Same thing with your hand. They call it the little pinky finger. But I guarantee you, let it get injured. Especially on the hand that you use the most, that you right-handed or if you left-handed, I guarantee you, you just can't pick things up like you usually and go on about your business. You're going to feel the pain. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Am I right about it? Mm-hmm. But because the Lord loves you, there you go again. See, he keeps telling us, repeatedly telling us that he loves you. So why are you fearful? God is yet doing a work. He yet in the midst of all. Do you believe he's trying to get attention? Somebody help me here now. Do you think he's trying to open up the blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears? That somebody need to listen and hear what thus saith the Lord? In the book of Daniel, praise God, the handwriting was on the wall, and nobody could understand it and know what it was all about. But the feast was over. They stopped drinking. They weren't smoking back then, I don't believe. But I guarantee they put their they stopped. God got their attention, so don't you think he's moving now? The handwriting is on the wall? Somebody help me here. Are you seeing? Are you paying attention? The Lord did not set his love upon you, not chose you, because you were more in number than any people. For you were the fewest of all people. Watch verse 8. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, had the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand. He always brings you out. If you've been delivered from sin, you got a testimony. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He brought you out, you ought to tell somebody. He did it for me. He can do it for you. He's the same God. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said he's God and he changed not. Oh, praise the Lord. Help me, somebody. But I want to say again, the handwriting is on the wall. It would be sub-9 if you see the handwriting getting in the sky, wouldn't you? Mm. You know man wouldn't put that up there, huh? See? But God always have a way to get your attention. And it's sadly, man, that life had to be sacrificed. But it's time now to open up your eyes and know that we serve a true and a risen Savior. Have the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hands of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Authority, you're not above God. You are not above God. And I thank God for it. Praise God. The centurion came to Jesus. And he had a servant sick. And he heard about our Lord and Savior. How he opened up blinded eyes and unstopped deaf ears, casting out devils. Feeding the poor, blessing people, laying hands on the sick, and they were recovering. And he came to Jesus, and he met him. And he said, Master, I have a servant that is sick, and I want you to come pray for him. And the Lord said, I come. He said, nope. Ain't you? Lord, I thank God for the order and the respect and authority that he had for our Lord and Savior. He say, you don't have to come under my roof, but all you got to do is speak the word. Just speak the word, and he will be healed. And the Lord looked around at Peter, James, and John and said, I ain't saw faith like this, not even in Israel. Mm. Where is the faith in the earth today? Why are we so fearful? Why can't we trust God, man, to turn this situation? Keep, amen, doing your First Amendment right. You have that right. But do it peacefully. If your emotions are going to take control of you, stay home. The Lord will understand. The Lord was peaceful when they come to arrest him. And when he spoke a word, they backed up and fell, went down on their knees. There's something about that knee. Honoring the respect authority. Because that's the most high authority is our Lord and Savior. Help me somebody. When they come to arrest him, he didn't fight it. He humbled himself and went on. He said, let these others go. That's what he said. He left it all on record. A how to be arrested. Yes, he did. He didn't fight it. And he was on trial and didn't have no defense. Am I right? He was ridiculed, lied on, all those things. Because that was his mission in the earth for us. It should have been us that was going there. But he took our place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't you glad about that? Now, don't get mad with me, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Buddha didn't do it. Sun Yat-sen Moon didn't do it. Muhammad didn't do it. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Smith didn't do it. Jesus got many, many names. God got many names. I can give you a name for God from A to Z. But I thank God that the scriptures say that there is no other name given up under heaven whereby men can be saved but the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee got to bow. Every tongue got to confess that he is Lord. If you don't want to bow now, oh, they've been in now for peace sake. But on that day, the roll going to be called. And you're going to have to bow before the Lord. We can't go up there talking about and telling on one another. The Bible says the book's going to be open. And we're going to be judged at the same word. What I'm talking about now. Praise the Lord. Verse 9 said these words. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God. He is a faithful God, praise the Lord, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Look at that. Now, whatever nationality, go home, teach your children. Teach them the values, the rights that they have. See? So hate won't come up in them. Being divided in. You go to, already going to school with them. Tell them what is right. It begin in the home. Know that for the Lord holds each and every one parents accountable. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God. There's not but one. He's the God of Abraham. He's the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He's a faithful God. Look at that. He's not unfaithful to no race. He's given each and every one of you right now an opportunity. Today is your day if you don't know your Lord and Savior. Praise God. And he said, whosoever will, let him come. If you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out. He is a faithful God, which keep covenant and mercy. He don't break his covenant. If he made it, he'll keep it. Ain't you glad that his mercy endures forever? Praise the Lord, with them that love him and keep his commandments now. So 1,000 what? Generation. And repay them that, now, hey, you know, the scripture tell me that the wages of sin is there. Wages, that means you're going to get some pay. Am I right? Ain't wages pay? Ain't that's what he said, the wages of sin is still there. help me somebody. So you're going to get some pay. You ain't got to stop. Wages mean you're going to get paid spiritually. The wages of sin is still death. You're going to die. And be separated from God. Wages is paid. But the gift of God is eternal life. Help me somebody. And repay them that hate him to their face. You don't want to hear nothing about, people don't want to hear nothing about God. Oh, God ain't real. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in no God. Your knee gonna bow on that day. You got to believe in something. I asked one time, do you believe you're going to die? Yeah, everybody going to die. Well, that's include you. I said, at least you believe you're going to die. See? Now, how can you get past the devil? What you mean by that, Bishop? The Bible says that the devil believe and tremble. Now, is he the devil and he believe and tremble? I don't believe in no atheists. Now, I don't. Well, that goes to show you how far past devil have these people wrapped up, tangled up, and tied up? Pay them that hate him to their fate to destroy them. He will not be slack. Notice this now. To him that hate him. Mm-hmm. Vengeance is the Lord. He said, in other words, people say God's going to get the last laugh. In other words, they are saying, the Lord is saying, he's laughing at your calamities because he know you're not going to win. Have mercy. He will repay him to his face. Oh, my God. See, that's enough to make you come right there. It's enough to make you turn a man and to serve the true and the risen Savior. But he's always right there. He with outstretched arms saying, come to me. He said, come to me. It's a plea. Come to me. All you that are laden and heavy laden. He said, and he will give you some rest. You know you're tired. You're sick and tired of what's going on, and this is why they is protesting and stuff. Now, what about being tired and sick of tired, praise God? Turn to the Lord. Say, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Come on. He's pleading with you. He's always right there with outstretched arms. He won't cast you out. He done told you, I don't know how many times, read today, how much he loved you. Bishop Porter loved you. Apostle loved you. How you say you love me? You ain't never saw me. I don't have to see you. Our spirit connect when you accept Jesus Christ. Ain't you glad about that? Praise God. And when we pray, we all connect, amen, in the spirit realm now. You're not talking to calm people and man, always trying to figure something out and your education and your intellect, amen. No. You done missed it. God is a spirit. He's a spirit being. And he's looking for such to serve him in spirit and in truth. He has so much love, watch this, that he told his followers, it's a need that I go through Samaria. He knew that woman was going to be coming to that well. No other woman wanted to be around her, be part of. But Jesus took time out. This is what I'm telling you, the love that he had. And sat on the well, and that sun was hot. Say it was a whale sitting on the well. And haste she come to draw water. And for all of you, that's a witnessing tool. Know how to witness. If you go to St. John, go to St. John. Praise the Lord. Amen. St. John. Oh, thank you, Jesus. St. John. Chapter 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples did. Verse 3. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee. Here it is. Verse 4 says, and he must need go through Samaria. See that? He knew that woman was going to be coming there. See, so it ain't all the time about the crowd and how many people and men that you got. It's about souls. That's the love that our God has for you and I. And for people in the world, And it ain't just for one set of people. The Jewish didn't even want to go through there. See, so it was prejudice back then. Oh, I got to tell it. Yeah, it was prejudice. They didn't want to go through there. That was a shortcut to go to where they was going. They would go all the way around. They want to walk around. Verse 5 says, then coming he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the porch of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. If you do research on it, you'll find that this is not too from this, is where David fought Goliath. So this is kind of like a historical fight, praise the Lord. Verse 6, now Jacob's well was there. See, that was Jacob's well. And Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey. We get weary, don't we? Jesus did. See? Sure, we get tired. People are sick and tired now. That's why they're doing what they're doing. Huh? Come on now. With his journey, thus, he sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. It was hot. 12 o'clock. There come a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me the drink. He struck up a conversation. This is a good witnessing tool. When the Lord leads you to a certain place, it's for a reason that the Lord is doing it. Am I right? See? He don't do nothing unaware. That's why it's good to listen at people when they are talking to you. Praise God. 8 say, for his disciple was going away into the city to buy meat. See? He sent them on the way. Then said the woman of Samaritan to him, how is that thou being a Jew hast drank of me, which am a woman of Samaritan? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritan. Mm. See? See? He won't be separated. God ain't no separating. That's the plan of the enemy, to separate people, to divide folk. Nationality and creed and color. God made us all in the likeness of God. Praise the Lord. Because he loves us. I got to continue to stress that. Love. Love conquer hate. Love conquer anything. Love. L-O-V-E. Love. All praise the Lord. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is that thou being a Jew hast drank of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritan. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knew the gift of God, and you accept him, it's free. Guess what? You don't have to pay for this. You ain't got to do nothing great but to say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Help me somebody. And you know, if the rich could buy it, well, hey, nothing we could do. You can't buy this. Okay, how many billions and millions you got? Money won't buy this, what we're talking about here today. But I'm glad that our Lord and Savior paid the way. He paid it all. He made it easy for us. It's just as plain as the nose on your face. Why, he said, whosoever will. You a whosoever will. I'm a whosoever will. Praise the Lord. If thou knew the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Don't you want to live? Amen. I'm living now. Yeah, by the grace of Almighty God. But you never know where death at. Praise the Lord. It's time now to accept him. And I told you earlier, the only way that you can get from earth to glory is through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Am I right?
Amen.
See? Goodness not going to get you in there. Your work's not going to make it help you out in this situation, what we're talking about. It's good to do all those things, and that'll come automatic. Praise God, when you do right. And when you accept him, then you got it all, because you're already doing that anyway. Now you bless spiritually the whole man. Praise God. Not half of you. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence thou, now she's curious now, thou hast this living water. See, now she asking questions. If you don't understand something in the Word of God or the Bible, praise God, ask questions. You have that right. They say the only stupid question is the one that you don't ask. Ask. Okay, how it may sound. Ask anyhow. But she is interested. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which give us this well and drink thereof himself and the churn and his cow? Oh, now she asking. She warming up now. You know how y'all ladies is out there. Come on now. I'm sitting by one right here. There's one thing I say about a woman. When they make up their mind and their heart gets fixed, it's over. Men, we probably wrestle with it for a while. Come on, men. Macho always trying to take over. See? And I want to say that's being weak. You're not being weak. Now, that's strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might when you accept Jesus Christ. That's common sense. Oh, help me somebody. Jesus answered and said unto her, man, you asked the question, right? Mm-hmm. Now he's going to give you the answer. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drank of this water, you'll thirst again. I know that's right, because when I want more to drink, I got to go back and fill up my glass again. But as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. See? See, if you drink of this water, you'll thirst again. But whosoever drink of the water that I should give him should never thirst. But the water that I should give him should be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. He talking about that spiritual water, talking about that Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Oh, he'll give that to you. Well, how do I receive it, Bishop? The Holy Spirit is for the asking. And this is what she was doing. She asked a question. Now the Lord explaining it to her. All right? Do you want everlasting life?
Amen.
The day can be your day. Praise God. Don't put off the day for tomorrow, because we used to say tomorrow is not promised. The next 5 minutes are not promised to none of us. You do not know where death is with the dangerous time we're living in now. Verse 15, the woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She threw it that well there. Now she wants that well of water, that spiritual water. What about you today? Oh, praise God. You can get it. It's right there. God, do is open your mouth. That's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw it. Mm-hmm. I saw you lift your hand. Mm-hmm. Receive it. Receive it. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. I know you did it. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because he loved you. Praise God. You've been in doubt for a long time. Praise God. But your doubting days now are over. And today is your day. Today is the day of salvation. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you for the one. And do you know what? The Bible says that the angels in heaven rejoice over one soul. Just one. Jesus left the 99. He made a parable. The shepherd left the 99 and went out and found the lost sheep and brought it back in. Oh, praise the Lord. And that's what I want to do today. Thank God for you. Praise the Lord. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. No, I'm sorry, 16. Jesus said unto her, come, go, call thy husband and come hither. Hmm? Now he got to touch on sin. You can't get it until you repent. Come among them and be separate. See? The woman answered now. At least she was honest. And said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. Now he's going to tell her how many he had. Now here the prophecy. And he didn't prophesy that you need a, you're going to get a new house. Mm-hmm. Help me somebody. You're going to get a good job, make some good money. And don't get quiet on me now. Come on now. But this is what he said. For thou hast had five husbands. Good mind. He must be a good looking woman. And he whom thou now hast. I heard this preach many times. She had five husbands. She had six. Jesus said she already had five. Now the one she with. Hmm? It's not a husband. And that said thou truly. See? Do you know we serve a risen Savior that know all about our lives? He know from whence you come. Praise God. He know all about us. See? But that's why you can bring it to the Lord in prayer and leave it at the altar. And the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. See? He told the truth, didn't he? See? Ain't you glad that we serve a God that knew all about us? See? Worry about people talking about you and things, you know, and pitching bricks at you and things like that. We all got glass houses. And while you're pitching bricks at people's glass house, somebody pitching bricks at you. And God got a rod at all of us. Thank God, amen. 20. Our Father worship in this mountain. And you said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain, neither yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father. But you worship, you know not what we know. What we worship for salvation is of the Jews at that particular time. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Didn't I tell you God, amen, is a spirit? And he's looking for such to serve him in spirit and in what? Truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. Thank God, amen, for you being a true worshiper. Keep worshiping him. Keep lifting him up. Keep magnifying his name. Keep glorifying him. Oh, God, let them talk about you much as they please. But the more they talk, you bend your knees. Praise God. Oh, thank God, amen. Verse 24, amen, and I'm, amen, going to give it over to Sister Diane. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, ain't God good? Praise the Lord. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Praise God. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Father God, I thank you for the one. I thank you for the one. Lord, we thank you for the angels in glory, rejoicing over the one that have received you and accept you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we thank you. Lord, I bring apostle before you. Stretch out your hand. Lord, I speak wholeness. I speak wellness. Touch her now. From the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet, prop her up on every leaning side. I thank you, sir, knowing that by your stripes she already healed. Lord, we thank you for Deacon Michael. We thank you for strengthening him the more. We thank you for a touch on all those that's on the prayer list. Oh, we thank you for their healing, their deliverance. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that who's in your hand, no one can pluck them out. Lord, we give you praise for that. Lord, we honor you today that you are our Lord and you are our Savior, and we honor you for victory through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Touch our listeners. You know what they need, and I thank you right now for supplying and meeting all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, remember those that are prison bound, locked up in jail, even on death row. Lord, we ask you to touch now that they don't only get jailhouse religion, but they get to know you as Lord and Savior. Oh, we bless you for it. Now, Father, I bring our nation before you and then the land throughout the world, from the east, west, north, and the south. Lord, you are God of this universe. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Lord, I know that you are supernatural. You're omnipotent. You're omnipresent. Lord, I ask you to have mercy. Only you can turn this situation. On every hand, have mercy upon your people, oh God. Touch now. Touch now. Lord, we bless you. Lord, hear our cry. Oh, we honor you. The praises goes to you. The glory goes to you. And we give you thanks for all that you have already done. Now, Father, we ask you now to cease, oh God, every problem, every situation, oh God. Lord, we thank you for touching those that you have placed in authority. Lord, you placed them there. No man is in office except you put them there. But, Lord, we give you praise and glory. We thank you for the right that we have to go out and vote. We bless you for that. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And this is thy servant prayer. We ask all these and other blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everybody say peace.
Hallelujah. We just thank God for the word today. Coming from Bishop Porter, wasn't that not an awesome word? Letting you know to fear not, letting you know to trust in your Lord and Savior. I tell you, if you didn't receive that word today, if you did not believe that word today, I don't know what to tell you. But know that we serve an awesome God, and no matter what it is that we're going through, call upon his name today. Call upon his name like never before today and trust and believe in him because there is no other God but him. Again, we'd like to thank each and every listener that continue to listen on a regular basis. We thank you for sharing it with a friend. We thank you for just praying with us, touching and agreeing each and every time that you come on here. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. So remember now, tomorrow, tune in, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com, Time to Talk About It, and you can listen to each and every segment, or you can also visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and just click on the link, and you can listen to the broadcast. If you have missed half the broadcast and would like to go back, you can go to Blog Talk Radio or you can visit our site on Facebook. Again, that's Logion International Ministries. And hit that link for Blog Talk Radio. So don't forget now, for those of you that would like to continue to sow a seed into our broadcast, you for those of you that have Zelle, you can do logionint@gmail.com. That's L O GIONINT at gmail.com. And in your notes, you can specify you're sowing the seed for the radio broadcast, even if you want to bless the woman of God, you know, sow a seed into her life, you know, continue to keep this broadcast going. Know that no donation is too small or too great. Or you can go to our website, which is LogianInternationalMinistries.com, and hit that donate button. Don't forget now, make sure in notes you're putting what your donation is for. So be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.